part of your culture.
Bulky in a t-shirt. Bulky in a tuna fish speckled t-shirt. It is nice outside. It's a little cloudy, but at least it's warm. What else is happening? Capitals won yesterday. Georgetown plays tonight. Anything? Oh, yeah. Geez, I'm thumbing through the paper here. There's a little story on on Milai. Remember the name Milai? Yeah. I'm one of the few people in the Foxhall Road area with a William Calle for President bumper sticker. Hey, My Lai, Vietnam. They have a little plaque there now. My Lai is the scene of when the Americans massacred a village, and there's a plaque there. It says, on this spot, American imperialists massacred 170 people. Yeah, they got American imperialists. They give tours of the spot now. Oh, yeah, the smoke is all cleared. The hooches have stopped smoldering. The claymores and the concertina wire, long since dismantled. But My Lai is still there. They take tourists there now. I will one day go on that tour. I can just see us all getting off at the airport in Nam. Bunch of bulky guys with dark tans and short haircuts. None of them smiling.
Your passport, please. Welcome to Vietnam, Mr. Robinson, Mr. Shapiro, Mr. Kalachecki, Mr. Grispinelli, Mr. DiLorenzo, Mr. Prokopak, Mr. Perez. We hope you enjoy your stay in the People's Republic of Vietnam. Have you ever been here before?
As a matter of fact, I have. I was here when the name on my uniform said Grispinelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury! Quang Tree, 1967. I was there. I was there. Smell in the air. Around My Lai. And it stank! It stank! I remember I was racing to get there through the jungle. Only Callie beat me there. When I got there, the fun was over. It was history. And he got the bum rap for it. But now I'm back. 85 comes alive. So we all sign up for the My Lai tour. And we're walking behind the tour guide as he gets to the monument and says,
and this monument erected because American imperialists killed 170 people here, civilians, in the course of their unjust war. Now, if you follow me over here, I will show you our unique system of rice patties that enabled us to... Wait a minute. Who hocked a langa on the monument? Who hocked langa on monument?
I did, hot shot. What about it?
You wipe off! You wipe it off right now!
No!
You wipe it off! You wipe it off! Come on, boys! Unlimber! Let's pick up where we left off!
Cut him down! Cut him down! Look, there's some kind of ceremony going on over there. Oh, it's a wedding! Hi, everybody! Yeah, cut him down! Get the bride! The bride! The bride! Yeah, cut him down! All right, guys, you keep things hopping here. I'm going over to the school. And sure enough, I find where the school is. There they are, all sitting in there, learning their stinking communist manifesto. That's when I throw a grenade through the window and watch it roll across the floor. Hey, kids, class dismissed. Yeah. All right. Mop them up, boys. Mop them up. concentrated field of fire. Hurry up. We got to meet the chopper in 2 minutes. All right. And then, at last, silence reigns. We look around at the bodies grotesquely splayed in death.
At long last, feeling like the job was done. We all stood there, savoring the scent of the cordite. As Kalachecki approached in the distance with a chopper that would take us all out of here.
We all got on the chopper before the enemy could mobilize a counterattack. But before he lifted off the ground, I said, hey, hang on a second, Kalachecki, hang on a second.
I walked over to that monument with my magic marker, and I changed the 170 to 283.